Turning to Europe, and the European Union's executive met today to adopt landmark proposals that will make the 27-nation bloc a leader in the fight against climate change, but trade-offs will include higher energy bills. The European Commission will detail proposals to cut planet-warming greenhouse gas emissions by one-fifth and split among EU states a target to produce one-fifth of all power from renewable sources like the wind and sun by 2020. The Commission wants to spur talks among industrialised countries for a global climate deal by 2009. We spoke to German member of the European Parliament, Dr. Peter Liese, who is the Parliament's rapporteur on climate change. He says the plan marks a step in the right direction.
It is ambitious compared to what other regions in the world do and compared to what has happened in the past. Maybe it is not ambitious enough when you compare with what the scientists ask us to do. I see the problems. I know that it is not perfect and we have to work hard before we agree in the Parliament on the final proposal, on the final legislation. But it is a good for the environment. It is good for security of supply. And we should see that the positive sides and not only see the problems that we still have to solve.